Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think I know this song. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
You butchered it, but it's a wonderful song.
No, because I remember this from Full Force has a version. Ain't nothing wrong with a temporary love thing.
So is this song all the Jalen people basically sing this to us?
This
like,
is
why,
so
messy. Why are you talking about Burrow or Lamar? Love the one you're with. You got Jalen.
Love the one
haters.
You're
just a hater.
Listen, Jalen's awesome. He's awesome as in the second tier of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Him.
I do not hate Jalen Hurts. No way. Guy's a winner. I agree on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines here, we do have to get some people up who have been waiting and want to jump in the conversation, want to get them up before the end of our show today. We will check in with you people. I'm curious how mad they are at Kyle and I today. I'm guessing Hugh's in their good graces today because he's on you people's side. I'm guessing that. We'll get to that coming up. First, could we check in? So we've been monitoring the Trey Hendrickson situation in Cincinnati, and maybe they'll move him. Maybe it's going to blow up. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Yeah, I should have known that was.
You knew it. Well, you think we planned this segment for no reason?
No, I know.
It was coming. All right. So we wanted to check in to see what's going on out there because maybe the worse it gets, the more likely we could get Trey Hendrickson. Seems like it's going from bad to worse. So not only is Trey Hendrickson holding out, their first round pick, Shamar Stewart, a defensive end from Texas A&M, who presumably was drafted to replace Trey Hendrickson, he's holding out. Because they're trying to change some sort of language in his contract to offset some things in case he has an injury.
Yeah, to void him. From what I understand, it's some language that it voids out the other years of his contract.
Yeah, and he's not having it. You know, I guess he's the guinea
smart
pig.
Kid.
Yeah, they want to change it, and he's the first round pick since they want to change the way they do things. He's saying no, he's not there. Here's Shamar Stewart, and then we'll hear from Joe Burrow, who sounds annoyed at the whole thing.
Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that. But
all right, so he's not happy, Hugh, and the fact that like, he's the replacement for Trey Hendrickson,
yes.
And he's not in camp. It's a disaster.
Yeah, I love that for him. This is, to me, in this instance, this situation, this is a byproduct of the NIL.
I agree.
This is a byproduct of that because these kids have gotten smarter. They're learning how, you know, he probably made a ton of money in college, so he's not really worried about that. So now with that, he's learning about money. He's learning about contracts and things of that nature. The Bengals ought to be ashamed of themselves for trying to do this. Because gone are the days where you have these young kids that come into the NFL and they got to buy their mama house or get certain things because they have no choice. He has a choice, and he's being smart about it. It was funny, right? Because I'm looking at some of the comments that people had. Oh, he, the audacity. He's just a rookie. He need to do this. He's being smart. He read his contract. He understood the language, and he didn't like it. That is great. That means he's aware of what his worth is. Bottom line. So I'm happy he did it. And like I said, the Bengals ought to be ashamed of themselves for writing that language in that contract, trying to get over on it.
So I always think teams always have to look for like the next loophole to save money. I get it. But once he said no, they got to back off, right?
Yeah.
Like I understand teams or businesses, they try to like slip things in a contract. They try to get the most of it. But once he read it, and his agent, I'm sure, was part of this and said, nah, we're not doing that, they got to pull back. I mean, he's their first round pick and he's not on the field to replace Hendrickson. So the whole thing's a mess out there. The Bengals are cheap. We know that. Then we had this, Joe Burrow, who's I just keep counting down the moments so he's going to ask for a trade because he cannot be happy that not only is Hendrickson probably going to leave, well, now the first round pick's on the field. Here's Joe Burrow talking about all this.
Now that Jamar and T are paid, do you notice a difference in vibe or anything like that around the locker room and practice?
Definitely less distractions than last year. You know, those guys are out there working. I know they're, you know, last year they're out there working on their own, not being here, but when you have those two guys, guys that bring energy, guys that make incredible plays and day in and day out, and they're going to grind just as hard as everybody else, that permeates throughout the team.
You mentioned less distractions with Jamar and T having agreed to deals. Is Trey not being here, his deal not done, is that a distraction?
Of course. Of course. Last year we had two. This year we have one, so we do have less. You'd love to have none, but, you know, that's life in the NFL. We're all supporting Trey and would love for him to be back.
Well, some places it's life in the NFL. It's not, that doesn't really happen here. I mean, the Eagles don't let these things happen. Sometimes they pay guys too early, right? They make a mistake once in a while, like a Carson. But for the most part, they get ahead of every contract and they never, I mean, the closest thing we had to this was Reddick, right? A few years ago when he was kind of like at practice, but not practicing. But it's very rare the Eagles have a player that is like the Bengals have two players basically holding court saying these guys are cheap. That would never happen here.
That has been the story of the Cincinnati Bengals for a long time.
That's why they don't win.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because they had some success when Joe Burrow came and took them to the Super Bowl. And now you have this story, and instead of them just saying, okay, we'll move on from this, it becomes public. And now people look at it, and knowing the history of the Bengals, it's just not a good look. It's really not a good look. And on top of that, what you're doing to Trey Hendrickson, it's one of those things where, what are you doing?
Unless something changes, I think there's probably a greater likelihood that Burrow becomes this generation's Marino rather than winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably, he got to one, they lost. I don't know when they're getting back.
Yep. And while we're in the business of being messy today, if he requests a trade, I'm offering Jalen straight up.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, so you being super messy.
I think I'm being realistic. I mean, be a no-brainer trade. Kidding me?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection.
And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, the question would be how much we'd have to add to Jalen
right.
to get the deal
of
done.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm. You wouldn't do it, would you?
Mm-mm. I just Coward. Feel like... No.
Well, no. It's true to his list. He has Jalen right to Buffalo.
Well, I know. No, it's because...
Which is a joke.
Okay. Here's the thing. Because I feel like a lot of times when we have these arguments, it's either based in one reality or the next. And I think for some people, it's based in reality of, say, neither one of these quarterbacks are in the NFL, and it's just strictly on skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get the best skill set individual to fit your team, right? So that's a side topic. But when I look at what Jalen has done at this level, it has surpassed what Joe Burrow has done at this level, even though Joe Burrow has more tools in his toolbox.
He's a better player.
He has more tools in his toolbox. Okay, he has more tools in his toolbox.
He is a better player.
He has more tools in his toolbox.
He is a better player.
What I hear is a little filibuster in how you would make this.
It's
a filibustering.
It's saying the same thing.
It's not.
Just to help you out so you understand what I'm saying. Michael Strahan has longer arms than me.
Right.
Michael Strahan is a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I have short arms. He has more tools in his toolbox. It's the same thing.
Well, you know, next time we
he
see
was it, not better than me.
Next time we see Howie, I might have.
That was very truthful.
Next time we see Howie, I might have to just ask him. Like 1998.
Yeah.
Would you have
All
traded
like
2000-ish, like Red Primes for both these guys?
I didn't have to change my position when I came to them.
I'm just saying,
I ain't hating. I'm not hating because he's a Hall of Famer.
Just I have to ask Howie.
He's my black college Hall of Fame brother.
If you could have traded Hugh and got Strahan back, would you have done it?
I'm just saying. What do you
think Howie would say to me off the record?
What would Howie say? Mm-hmm. He'll take me all day.
Mm.
No, I don't know.
I'm not sure. All right, let's quickly grab Terrence in Springfield. Then we got you people. Terrence!
Ujo Kai, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Man, I like the fact that we can have nice arguments about this topic, man. Me and Kyle had a nice back and forth.
Oh, I'm sure.
A little bit ago, man. But my thing is, man, like I love you, Joe.
But.
I love you guys, but I'm getting tired of hearing like the loaded roster thing too, because we didn't know what the defense is going to look like in the season coming up. They came off a year where they were horrible. They came off a year where the offense was horrible and the defense was horrible. They had an epic collapse the year before. So in the year coming in, we didn't know what Cooper Jenkins was going to be. We didn't know what Quinion Mitchell was going to be. So to me, it's kind of not fair to say that the talent around him, because to me, if you think about it, every team has a nice wide receiver, a nice tight end, a nice running back. It's what you do with it. And I heard you guys say you would take Burrow and a trade. I wouldn't, because we don't know how he's going to fit with this team. And I heard Hugh said earlier,
oh my goodness.
I think the way Jalen plays fits this team better than I think any other quarterback would. We don't know. Like, you look down the line, there's a chance that Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen may not even win a Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, you're right.
If you look down there at the Dan Marinos, that they had a lot of talent, had great arms, they had great skills, but they never won the big one. And I heard you say it the other day. We've seen loaded teams before, like the Niners, like the Cowboys. Like, it's what you do with the team that you have around you. We can't jeopardize Jalen, because guys, the fact of the matter is, when Jalen Hurts finally, when it's all said and done, and this guy leaves here, we're going to miss him. But we might go back to the days when we were losing the games.
Terrence, I agree with all that. It's just like when Troy Aikman left the Terrence, good fault. When Troy Aikman left the Cowboys, they were stuck for years until Romo became good. Right? They had like 5 years where they were terrible. It could happen to the Eagles. I hope it doesn't, but it could. We will miss Jalen when he's gone. He's consistently good, and he's a winner, and he's tough, and he moves the chains all the time. I like him a lot. But like to his point on the Niners and all these things, no one says Troy Aikman's the best quarterback of all time. He's got three rings. Like, it's. I think it's very similar. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're upset today about.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, people?
You and Skip sitting in a tree.
Seriously? Oh. You know what? When he said Skip, I forgot about Creepy Skip.
You mean your neighbor that peered in your windows?
I forgot about Creepy Skip.
Should we stop stop talking about Skip? It is pretty remarkable.
I mean, it emboldens him to keep calling in. Like, and I enjoy his calls.
He doesn't bother me. I am comfortable in my skin. Skip seems a little weird.
I think he'd be comfortable in your skin too.
Yeah, unfortunately. You seem oddly okay with, like, the man's peering through your windows, and because of the HOA, he had a key to your house, he was inside.
Hey, listen, let me tell you.
I would not be comfortable if I was you.
This is the thing.
It's kind of odd.
With me, it's like, you know, when people, you know how you're out and sometimes people take a picture.
Yeah.
You can't stop them from taking a picture. But if you get in my blast radius, then you got
blast
a problem.
Radius.
What? Oh God.
Joe caught it. You get in that radius, you know what I mean? You got that, you know, 50 feet. Mm. But if you get in the blast radius, you know, you might,
like when you're farting on the air?
Yeah, you might catch what Joey Two Scoops want to get the show. No, it'd be Frankie Two Scoops.
Yep. Frankie's got to relax. All right, go ahead.
So every now and then, there's days where the camera's just fixated on me, mm-hmm. even though I'm not,
oh, right,
even
yeah.
when I'm not talking. Today was one of those days, so I was getting some good ones, okay. actually. And I like this one. So somebody said I look like W.B. Mason. I'll take that.
You're talking about the mustache
people. Yeah, he's on the wall of the stadium.
Strapping fella.
I mean, it's kind of an outdated look, WB.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm bringing it back.
Okay.
If I have anything to say about it.
But didn't he have the twirly mustache, like the curls?
Yeah, it's a little more twirly than mine, but
right,
still, strapping gentleman, yep. I also got Scrat, the squirrel from Ice Age.
I don't like
that one as much.
Yeah, I like that one.
That one hurt.
You're Scrat,
That one's with Scrat. I don't remember Scrat.
He's the squirrel that's always trying to get the acorn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I disagree, first of all, but. I'll take it, you know. Kyle's a certified hater.
How?
Get a grip and grow up. I don't know how I can make it any more clear that I'm a big fan of Jalen Hurts. I don't like to go overboard.
Yeah, I think the problem is the fans have gone overboard. Yeah. Like the super fans have gone overboard.
It's gone way too far.
And now we're just trying to bring everyone back to the middle.
We got people saying Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the league anymore.
I mean, we've gone past delusion to amnesia.
People have got to stop.
We need something. Medicine.
I beg everybody to stop. Yeah. All right. Couple just in general about the show. Who gives a crap? All of you, apparently.
Yeah, you're here. Help me understand that one. Is the fact that we do a show every day. Mm-hmm. And you complain about us doing the show, mm-hmm. but every day you show up. Mm-hmm. Like, help me understand that. Like, seriously.
Yep. Shut up about the quarterback.
No.
No.
This is WIP. No one has shut up about any of these quarterbacks for 40 years.
It's a timeless comment directed at WIP. Yep. So we're not allowed to love our quarterback.
You can love him, but you can be realistic.
This is unconditional love, though. This is one of the ones you know.
It's like Skip loves you. Like, it's a little too much.
You know what it is? I figured it out. We did the... That one's too much. You know what this is? Like, we all love our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have certain parents who, like, think...
You have favorites.
Not favorites.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't doing that.
You ever meet the parent who thinks their kid is a genius and thinks their kid is going to make it to the NFL?
I got one better. The one that they say their kids are cute and they really aren't.
Yeah. Now...
Yeah.
You're deluded about your
kid ain't that cute.
You don't have to say anything bad about your kid, but like, I'm sorry, your kid's probably not going to the NFL. Like, let's be real here. That's the Jalen people.
Yep. Well, you'd never say this to Jalen Hurts' face, Joe.
Well, why would I? when am I going to be in a conversation with him where he's arguing he's the best?
He calls in like AJ Brown.
Well, if he'd like to, and he wants to argue on his own behalf, I'd love that.
Yep. So we talk a lot about how you people are in Hugh's head.
Well, clearly.
Well, people think now that Two Scoops might be in your head.
He might be, actually. I don't understand why the guy's so mad at me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Wants to give you a two-piece.
With no biscuits. with no biscuits.
The two scoops are your own, bud.
What would I do if that actually happened? I can't.
I think you get cooked.
But I can't swing back.
Well, you can't. You're just going to go ahead and take that L. And I'm gonna laugh.
I mean,
I'm not a foxhole guy.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
I don't think you could step in here. I think this is all you.
When he was talking, I just kind of sat there. Was like,
now imagine Don Zimmer and Pedro just shoving him to the side.
This one just popped up recently because he was talking about him. Michael Strahan in a heartbeat. See you, Hugh.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, and Howie, was that coming from Howie Roseman? I mean,
probably.
I mean, I can't argue. I mean, yep. I made a strong case, but I mean, at the end of the day,
everyone would have shipped you out here in 10 seconds.
You look like Rocky the Flying Squirrel today.
Well, me?
With the sunglasses on top of the head.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, yep.
It's not too bad. One more thing. I agree with this. Hugh, no respect for his own supporting cast, Joe and Kyle.
What are you talking
about? Thank you. Finally.
What does that even mean?
Well, respect. You know.
No, I respect you guys every day.
You did not give credit for the parlay.
I did get credit.
You peacock around here.
I did that first, though, when you brought it up.
Like as if I forgot. The over in the A's Angels. All right, you guys have a great... We know we didn't get to everyone on the flights today. Afternoon show's up next. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.